Good afternoon, Wasatch High School Marching Band. This is Dr. John Stutz from Louisville, Kentucky, joining you at the UMEA Red Rock State Marching Band Championships in St. George, Utah on November the 4th, 2022. I will be evaluating you in the area of visual general effect, and I look forward to your program. You have entered the field on my side one, and the side two part of the field that I may refer to is the far side of the field from which you entered. I look forward to your program, and I look forward to your performance. All right, Wasatch, here we go. Just a few comments on the fieldscape. Really effective, these real hot air balloon baskets and the props that are creating that same effect. It's really creating a cool backdrop to what you all are creating in terms of flight. I like the fact that you're starting on the field. I'm seeing good commitment from each performer in terms of your choreographic moments. That's really noted and appreciated, and you're drawing me in by having that level of commitment. Pretty color guard outfits for this flight concept. And I see that hot air balloon motif on the uniforms, really cool. And now we've added that to the flags themselves. Beautiful, beautiful design here. All right, good execution of choreographic moments here. Nice and sharp, great uniformity across the ensemble, and that's what we want to see. I like the fact that you had that integration of the color guard for that first moment arrival. Really cover down here, woodwinds on side one. Make sure you're directly behind that person in front of you so that those lines are straight. Stepping into the windows, and again, good execution of that lower body choreography. Everyone's looking quite good across the ensemble in terms of uniformity. Okay, I like how it came together and now it's opening up once again, and I'm seeing that not only from the band as this block unwinds and the contras are moving towards side one, and now we've got really great field coverage here, and we've got the color guard filling in with coverage behind between the winds and the props. Nice job in design here and nice job in execution by the man members themselves. And I like how you went into the windows there. Nice. I like this dissipation from left to right and kind of a ripple effect. Now, if you're going to do the arm movement there, really commit to it, because that could have been an even nicer moment where you really take your time with that body movement as you move out of that last set and really maximize that arm movement to really elevate. So, again, we've had a lot of commitment and good level of commitment in the visual effect standpoint up to this point, and that's a moment where you could make that even better. Okay, good variety here that we have our color guard now on the angle up front, and now we're integrating through. The drill is nicely allowing the color guard to move through and to basically reverse position on the field and replace where the winds were as the winds begin to replace where the color guard was on side two. Was not forced, and it just did a really nice job for you there visually. Make sure your bodies are the upper bodies are flat to the front as you march backward there and march forward here. Make sure you continue to maintain that flat to the front on these slides. That allows us for you and me to connect, and that means it allows you to connect to those audience members as well. Now, as this halt with our feet apart or our feet together on this, I'm seeing variety. So I think we're supposed to have heels together, and let's just make sure that that's happening across the entire ensemble. All All right, we've got this feature of the low brass here as we dissipate across to the other winds who are now giving us choreography. And again, really overall very good execution of that. Really look to your hand on that moment. Really put energy all the way to the tips of your fingers. But overall, very good execution and uniformity of that choreographic work. Now into this curvilinear, and during this whole process, we've had very good integration of the color guard throughout that segment musically. And very musical design work in terms of that which has been provided for our color guard here. And that certainly adds to the visual effect for this band. Okay, make sure that free arm color guard is at the same angle as we finish that phrase. That moment is so exposed, low brass, and so as you come forward, you've got to make sure that you've got your feet in time. And I love the fact that we've utilized these props, and now the color guard gave resolution to this. I had my low brass up front that I was watching, and then you drew my back as you've entered these hot air balloon baskets and are giving that illusion of floating. You're closer to the sun, I think, is what I'm seeing on this flag. I get it. All right, I like that ripple coming from the color guard. You gotta love a ripple. And it works there. Again, good musical design here choreographically for our color guard. Nice marching as you all came forward on this. Good uniformity of fundamentals across the ensemble to create good visual effect and good projection up to the box, and that lift of upper body and horn to the box to really elevate, to make your final statement of your performance. Just congratulations to you, Wasatch. I really enjoyed that performance a great deal. And clearly a lot of work has gone into the design of that show. So students, definitely thank your directors, your staff for giving you a product that you can be successful with. And congratulations to the students on all of the hard work that clearly has gone into this performance. Y'all are doing a lot of great things on the field. And I've mentioned a lot of those during my recording today. Just fantastic job with that. This may represent the last competition of your season, being that this is the State Marching Band Championships, but if this is a stepping stone and you all are moving on to additional competitions this season, I hope that my comments help you in that process, and I wish you the best of luck in the days and weeks to come. Congratulations, Wasatch.